It's 98.1 Minnesota's new country. Post Malone, Morgan Wallen, I had some help. Good morning to you, Paul and Kelly in the morning. It is 7:04, being joined in studio by the head coach of the St. Cloud Norsemen, Coach Joe Exter. Coach Exter, good morning to you. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, Paul, great to have you back.
Thank you.
You're coming off a fantastic vacation.
Yes.
Yes, and you enjoyed it. It was a lifetime dream of yours.
It was one of the biggest trips I've always dreamed of doing. Got it accomplished, going around all the Great Lakes, something I've been wanting to do since I was 19. So it's a 20-year dream accomplished. A lot of people thought I was kind of nuts for doing it because it was like, all right, you're going to go in a cooler month, not, you know, like a cold month, and go around the Great Lakes in a camper, right?
Well, you're looking at one of those people that think you're nuts, but I'm glad you had a fabulous trip. And there's no better way to top off a great vacation but a St. Cloud Norsemen game Friday and Saturday. Friday at 7, Saturday at 6:30. And what is it, Halloween weekend coming up?
It is Halloween on Friday, yes.
So, of course, we have some great events. Bash sponsored by Cashwise. Costume competition both nights. Show up in a costume. You get $2 off your ticket. We're going to have plenty of candy for all the kids, adults as well, and also great competitions for costumes and other events going on throughout the game.
All right, we're looking forward to this weekend. We're going to go back in time a little bit. You had a home-and-home series against North Iowa previously, and you were telling me off the air you were pretty pleased with the results.
It was our best weekend of the year. That was a great step forward for our team, and it's funny how sports works. Our best overall game was Friday night, and that's a game that we lost in overtime. But I think as a team, we grew that night, and we carried it over into Saturday. And the part that we grew the strongest in was between the ears. We were tough. We were down by a goal twice in the third period on the road versus a very good team. Battled back, forced the game into overtime, and we did well in overtime too. Got a tough bounce, and we came away with a loss. But then on Saturday night, the toughness grew, which is the key to anything, is our response and how tough we are in between the ears, because we have the skill. We've been saying that since day one. Now we just got to get a little bit of sandpaper, and the guys showed that we have it in us, and that was a great weekend to take forward into this weekend versus Minot.
Now, this weekend with Minot, if some things fall the right way, there's a lot of moving pieces here, but if you were to be able to win both games this weekend, there's a chance you move up in the standings as high as third place. Ooh. which is a great thing.
Oh, everything's great, and that's why we don't play the scoreboard watching during games and standings watching after games, because it's too tough to figure out. I'm confident if we just do our job, show up each day, not just on the weekends, but at practice, that we're going to have a team that pushes and gets into the playoffs. And that's our job, is just focus on ourselves, take care of what's in front of us, and then if you do that, the standings will take care of themselves.
Is that hard to do in your position with just how much information is out there with your players now? I mean, you pick up your communication device, right, in your hand. You can find a lot of stuff. How do you keep your players, you know,
remind
focused?
Them every day.
Reminders?
Remind them every day, and the first thing we talk about every day for them is being a great teammate. And being a great teammate means you're not concerned about the points you have, not concerned about the ice time that you have. You're concerned about what you're doing to make yourself better, and more importantly, what you're providing to make your teammates better. And it's not easy. It's not easy for them to do, but it's a habit and a skill that I believe is going to last with them for the rest of their lives. More than stick handling, shooting a puck, where if they're able to just push the guy next to them, they'll take that into wherever they end up in college playing hockey, potentially pro, but they'll take that with them into the workforce, the family life, etc. So it's a good quality to have. And the other quality we got to continue to build on, and we've already mentioned it, is just toughness. A lot of life is just sucking it up and how you respond to things. And you got to be tough, because the tough times are going to come and good times are going to come as well. And you got to be able to manage those and just balance it so you stay as consistent as possible.
All right, so we got Minot coming to town. It is a home series. Friday night, 7 o'clock. Saturday night's at 6:30. Once again, brought to you by Cashwise. What are some of the things, again, for people who come out?
Costume competition. Still going to stay with Quick Trip. The question, Q&A. You can win a $25 gift certificate to Quick Trip. You always have toss a puck, get there, get a chance to, if you win that, you get into a lottery to win potentially $8,000 at the end of the year. So a lot of positive things going on there. But it's the first time this all year we've had two home games back-to-back. So it's time for our team to take advantage of this. And we're 3-0 at home.
Very nice.
We want to continue to do that. Hey, we're undefeated at home. Whether we've played one game or 50 games, we're undefeated at home. And our goal is to stay undefeated as long as possible.
Very good. You can get your tickets at the door, but I've also got a pair of tickets to both Friday and Saturday night. We're going to split them up. So we'll take a couple of callers for those, callers number 9 and 10 on those. You can give us a call if you want to go to the Norsemen game Friday or Saturday, your choice. We'll get you hooked up. Coach, thank you so much for stopping by. Wishing you luck against Minot. Then you're on the road. We're going to see you about 2 weeks probably.
Yep. And every time we have a home game, you're going to see me sitting in front of you on Wednesday mornings. But prior to all that, make sure we all get out there this weekend. Great costume competitions, great product about hockey on the ice, and just a fun way to spend your holiday weekend.
And then last question for you. I've seen after some games, kids can skate with the players. Is that every home game or?
Typically on Saturday nights after home games.
All right. So if you got a little skater at home that you want to get out on the ice, you know what I mean?
Yeah, get them out there. Ice isn't cheap. It's free that night. Get out there, motor around on the Mac ice. And hopefully it's right after we win, have a nice victory.
Yeah, that'd be a victory skate is a little bit sweeter, especially at the Mac.
Yes. Well, Paul, it's great to have you back in the studio. Kelly and I were having a little bit of fun with you while you were gone.
Oh, okay.
We're glad you were having the time of your life, and unfortunately you didn't know that you were going to come back, and I took your job. So.
You know what? I guess if that's the case, it couldn't have gone to a better person. So.
that's awesome. Well, it's great to have you back, Paul.
All right, thanks, Coach X. Your forecast today, 50 degrees we're going to see for a high. College number 9 and 10, 320-252-9897 for those Norseman tickets.